What's the key to finding that soft spot? Is it just the sense, or?
You got to go and you read the coverage out, and you know, sometimes it's a little luck, expecting to get hit or something like that, and you know, fortunately, Tommy found me and I was able to turn it up and get a couple extra, and we were able to extend the drive and jam it in there. So, it was good.
How did the weather conditions factor into today's game?
A lot easier than the last time we played in it. after playing this season, we really have been tested with the weather. You know, whether it's a blistering cold game or a downpour in Cincinnati or Buffalo, or the Jets game, the first Jets game, then those all prepared us very well for what we had to get into this year or this game, and it wasn't as bad. So
yeah, it wasn't too cold.
It was it was warm out there, so that was nice.
I think you could live with just one job, you do the return job, the slot receiver job. If it was just life in one role, would you be happy?
There's an old saying, the more you can do, you add value. So, I love returning punts, and, whatever the coaches ask me to do, I'm going to do, if it ultimately helps the team. So, we got a big one ahead of us, and the coaches always preach you're going to put the best players at every position, whether it's special teams or this, that, or that. And, you got to take pride in that.
A lot of your success today was, as it always is, yards after the catch. Is that whole yards after the catch thing similar to the return role in terms of how you're reacting, what you're thinking?
I mean, I guess, essentially, just run, just run and kind of feel it out and go with the flow.
How enjoyable is it as a receiver to just watch the ground game get going like that?
It's fun. Sometimes you want the ball, but anytime we're going to just keep on putting points on, and LeGarrette, Reid, and Shano are going to run like that, we're ultimately here to put points on the board, and when the team does that, you're just doing your job and you're having fun because we're winning. So hopefully we could do that again next week.
Tom was talking about around and handing it off all night. It's kind of ironic that the winningest quarterback in the history of the playoffs didn't really have to do much.
Tom did a lot. That's very false. He puts us in the plays, and he gets us right. And then a lot of people don't understand that. When you have a quarterback, then go out there and put you in the right play every time. Good things are going to happen. So sometimes. They're not in running situations, and we have a quarterback that can change play on the spot and, we execute. So, I would say that's a little false.
How dangerous is this offense when you're able to run the ball like you have the last few weeks and you still have the weapons you have in the past?
I mean, it's, it can be anyone. Everyone's dangerous when, things are going like that. This is the National Football League, so everyone's good. But we definitely have a long way to go, and I still think we could play a better game. There's still some crucial situations that we didn't get to execute on, and I'm sure we'll watch that film and try to prepare for that for next week.
Obviously, being physical is a huge key all the time. It seems like from the outside, you guys have made an emphasis. It's been a big point of emphasis for you guys the last 3 weeks. Is that a fair assessment? Or?
We go out there and we try to be a tough, smart football team, and. We preach that around here all the time, kind of set that tone and go out there and play smart, not try to beat ourselves and be a tough team. So, we definitely take pride in being tough, and, we're going to continue to try to do that.
I know you guys are on the same side of the ball, but have you ever had an opportunity where you tried to tackle LeGarrette Blount?
No, I haven't, and thank goodness I haven't, because it's like a freight train coming at you along with Reid, and then you got like a little June bug with Vereen. So those guys have been doing very well. Our line's been blocking very well. Those guys have been doing a great job, and it's going to be fun to go out there and try to keep on building on that this week, and see where it takes us.